John, how much did maybe the last few minutes of that second period suck momentum for you guys, or do you think it did?
The last few minutes, what do you
think? The second period, just kind of the pressure there. What do you think happened? What happened to you guys in the third?
It wasn't the third. It was the team outworked us. It was simple. Like, it's the National Hockey League. You're going to get outworked. You're playing with fire. And, you know, we just, this sense of arrogance we had about us today, thinking we were just going to, you know, got up 3-1 and this was going to be easy. And you know, we got what we deserved.
Easier to win another trip back to back and kind of turn the page pretty quickly from this one?
Well, it's always, I guess, that's a good thing about playing back to backs. You do get to turn the page. But yeah, like you just got to hope that that's it. Like that game, the way we played, it is over. Because it'd be some bad stretches for us if that continues.
How much did Blackwood save on that 2-0 on Killorn? Maybe change momentum a little bit in the game, or did it feel like it at the time?
No. I think we were sliding down a bad hill, and that just added to it. And in the end, yeah, with that goal of, I guess, making things maybe a little bit better for us, but again, we got away. I think, you know, we had a pretty decent little point stretch going there. We played some pretty good hockey. I think when you get up in leads, maybe we took a breath. There are going to be games that you are going to blow the lead. It's just disappointing. You have a 3-1 lead at home, and to come away with nothing is, you know, that's just not something we're used to, and nor do we want to get used to that. So I think some guys that are some prominent players in our team that are used to pushing us over the top, I think if you look at that score sheet, they're probably not as happy as they would be with the way things turned out. You know, a couple lines there gave us a push and did some good things, but we definitely have better in us.
Coach, on Hedman's goal, was that a set play, or was he just pinching to an open area and hoping somebody would find
it? Well, it's just an offensive scheme where, this isn't football where we sit here in the middle of it and call a play, but we know where guys are supposed to be, and it was a heck of a play by Ross. I think he passed it to him, and good movement up there, great shot. But you know, right then, you go up 3-1, that's, you should put the nail in the coffin at some point there in this game and shut it down. And we clearly did not do that. Some old bad habits, you know, definitely crept into our game. And years where we didn't go very far in the playoffs, so it's hopefully a quick learning experience for us.
Is he going to be all right? That was a scary tumble.
Yeah, it was. And so let's see how he feels tomorrow. I can't imagine he's going to feel good, so we'll see. Hopefully he's okay.
Coach, up 3-2 and you give up a breakaway, that's got to be disheartening.
Yeah, it's not good.
Does it feel like maybe some of the details in your all's game defensively have slipped a little bit going back to Philly and then again today?
Details in what part of our game?
In your defensive game, which you were going so well in.
But so defense is away from the puck. You don't have it. It really doesn't take skill to play defense, and we didn't. And so that's a mental thing. It's a will to defend, and if you want to win the game, you have to do that. And we did it today.
Was Quinn a healthy scratch today?
No,